And welcome to another edition of the Artist of the Month right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. This month, obviously featuring the band Pearl Jam from the 90s. And I am Rob Strauss, joined this time by my cohort, Rob Masso. Rob, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. How you doing?
You are a rock star, so that is pretty cool. So you fit right in this genre. Give me some of your favorite Pearl Jam tunes. What got you into Pearl Jam?
I heard Jeremy for the first time when I was little. And for some reason, that always, like, song stuck to me. Well, I guess because it kind of, like, related to me being quiet when I was, like, growing up or whatever. But, I mean, that was always a great one. Better Man was always a great one. And a lot of the cover songs are really good, too.
And we're going to hear some of those. The way our format's going to work this time around, we're going to do four new songs, four old songs, and four rare songs in this particular podcast. So it's going to be a good time. We got a pretty good set list for you. Speaking of set lists, last night Pearl Jam opened up their tour for Lightning Bolt, and it had a phenomenal 32-song set list from Worcester, Mass. Now, you're in a band. Can you imagine playing 32 songs
especially as a drummer. That's crazy. I would die.
their first, they always open with Release off of the 10 album, which is always an odd way to open up a show, considering it's more of a ballad and slow song than really anything else.
Yeah.
And their set list goes on and on and on. They didn't take their first break until 20 songs in, right before Better Man, and then they came out and rocked out 12 more songs they did two encores. So wow. A phenomenal set list by Eddie and the guys, and it's kind of helped out with their album that dropped yesterday, Lightning Bolt, and we're going to feature four songs off their new album, Lightning Bolt, and you're going to hear those today. We're going to start off with the first song, Mind Your Manners. It was the first release off of the Lightning Bolt album and came out about a month ago, and that's how we're going to start off our show, Mind Your Manners, right here on The Artist of the Month, featuring Pearl Jam, right here on Sterling High School Radio.
noticed him there. Over a night, I wasn't so sure she wanted him to stay. What to say, what to say? Soon she was down, soon he was low. At a quarter past, a holy note.
And that was Dissident off the Versus album right here on the Artist of the Month featuring Pearl Jam. I am Rob Strauss, joined by Rob Masso. And before that, State of Love and Trust, our rare one from way back in the day. And then to start off the set was Mind Your Manners, the lead track off of the Lightning Bolt album. And again, we are going to feature four songs off their latest album. And what'd you think of Mind Your Manners?
That was my first time actually hearing that, and right off the bat, it sounded actually a lot better than I anticipated it to be.
Again, the new album just hit yesterday, so if you haven't gotten a chance to get out and pick it up, I highly recommend it. A phenomenal album, and very different from their previous albums. And even watching last night, it was on Palladium, Pearl Jam 20, the documentary of Pearl Jam rocking out for 20 years was on yesterday, and it was peeled to that as well. Got to see some really cool stuff from Neil Young was featured in there as well, and just some really, really great moments on how the band really has evolved over the last 20 years. So keeping it going now off of the new album, Lightning Bolt, is going to be the title track entitled Lightning Bolt. And again, some more rare stuff. We're going to do some Temple of the Dog coming up in this set as well. And then back to an original, one of your favorites that you mentioned in the open. And once again, you're listening to the Pearl Jam Artists of the Month right here on WSHS, Sterling High School Radio.
She comes on like a storm, but you don't know where from. She was thrown like a burning. Yeah. can't feed on the powerless when my cup's already overfilled. Yeah. But it's on the table, the fire's cooking, and the farming baby's slaves are working. Blood is on the table and the mouths are choking. I'm going hungry. Yeah. I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence. But I can't feed on the power. My cup's already overfilled. But it's on the table, the fire's cooking, and the farming babies and the slaves are all working. And it's on the table, the mouths are.
The lion gnashed his teeth and bit the recess lady's breast.
And that was Jeremy off of the 10 album, probably their signature hit that really put Pearl Jam on the map. This is the Artist of the Month featuring Pearl Jam right here on Sterling High School Radio. You have a pair of Robs here, Rob Strauss, Rob Masso, going to bring more of the best of Pearl Jam right here. And Robbie, go back to that original Jeremy video back in the early 90s, really spoke volumes for the grunge era. And that just that video really was just a very impactful video back in the day. And talked about high school bullying, which is now a big thing. And that whole 10 album was just off the charts.
Phenomenal.
And we're going to get into some more stuff right now. We're going to go back to another title track, or another track rather, off of the Lightning Bolt album. This is Swallowed Whole, and we're going to have another song in here as well, a rarity, and then a live cut, which I'm sure we're going to talk about in the next break, but you're really, really excited about it, Rob. This is Swallowed Whole right off of the Lightning Bolt album just released yesterday, right here on the Artist of the Month, featuring Pearl Jam, right here on Sterling High School Radio.
I can feel the dawn, I can feel the earth, I can feel the living all around, round, 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 all around, round, round, round. I could choose a path, I could choose a word, I can start the healing, bring it now, 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 bring it now, now, now. Whisper song. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Eddie Vedder. Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone at home? Now, I hear you're feeling down. Well, I can ease the pain and get you on your feet again. Relax, I need some information first. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? There is no pain you are receiving. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you say. My hands felt just like two balloons. Now I got that feeling once again. I can't explain, you will not understand. This is not how I
keep you going through the show. Come on, it's time to go. There is no pain you are receiving. Like distant ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what they say. When I was a child, I caught a fleeting glimpse. Out of the corner of my eye, I turned and looked, but it was gone. I cannot put my finger on it now. The child is grown, the dream is gone. I have become comfortably numb. We'll be right back.
The rare cut off of this set list is Comfortably Numb featuring Roger Waters from Pink Floyd right here on the Artist of the Month featuring Pearl Jam on Sterling High School Radio. Rob Strauss, Rob Masso. And Rob, you got to watch it. That's from the 12-12 concert. Phenomenal show. If you guys watch it, it was a benefit for Hurricane Sandy victims and featuring Bruce Springsteen, among others, and one of your favorites as well.
Yeah, for sure. Comfortably Numb is actually a really funny song for me because I always loved that song and, like, the meaning of it behind it. And my dad cannot stand Pink Floyd at all. So, like, when I first started playing guitar when I was really little, it was one of the first songs I played, and he was always, like, banning me about, stop playing that god-awful song and all that. But it actually, like, really helped me progress. But it was actually cool to see Eddie Vedder go in on that because his voice really complimented that one part that he sang in it.
Absolutely. And another artist that you're a big fan of, Nirvana, also featured in there. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that performance.
Paul McCartney actually came out and played with Nirvana for Sandy, which was actually kind of cool, kind of funny to see. But it actually didn't sound too bad. I mean, you never get Kurt back, but another legendary artist, another legendary left-hander.
Yeah.
But that was super cool. But.
And getting back to the Pearl Jam with Comfortably Numb, Pink Floyd for me is kind of mood music.
Yeah.
Where you can't be... It's either, I think it's kind of a love-hate relationship with Pink Floyd. I almost said Pearl Jam because it's all love with Pearl Jam. But with Pink Floyd, I think it's more of either you find people that really, really like Pink Floyd or you find people that are like your father, like completely on the other end, like, why are you listening to this kind of thing? But this is the part three of four of our Pearl Jam podcast. This hour is going to be, we feature The Fixer from Backspacer and Swallowed Whole from the Lightning Bolt album. And getting into the final track that we're going to feature off the Lightning Bolt album is going to be a song that's getting a lot of airplay right now called Sirens. And this is right off the Lightning Bolt album just released yesterday. And this is the Pearl Jam podcast right here on Sterling High School Radio. Enjoy.
Hear the sirens. Hear the sirens. Hear the sirens. The circus so profound. I hear the sirens.
Made, it's not my plan to send you in. waiting, watching the clock. It's 4 o'clock. It's got to stop. Tell him, take no more. She practices her speeches. He opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Oh. There's no one else who needs to know. She tells herself, memories back when she was smooth and strong and waiting for the world to come along. Swear she knew it, now she swears he's
was Better Man off of Vitalogy, and this is the Artist of the Month featuring Pearl Jam. Before we get into our very last song, I'm just going to give a quick shout out to our Twitter page, and you can follow us at Knights Radio on Twitter. If you want to hear anything off of the anything Pearl Jam, rare stuff, feel free to shoot us a request on our Twitter page at Knights Radio. Rob Masso, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Good luck with your band, which is which is doing very, very well recently, which is awesome.
Thank you.
And some of your favorite songs featured in here, and we're going to end right now with a rarity, a song called Breath, and this goes back to the early 90s on the Pearl Jam repertoire, and this is going to end our podcast. So again, thanks for joining us, and maybe we'll see you next week.
Oh, sounds good.
All right, don't forget to hit us up on our Twitter page at Knights Radio to place your request for next week. This is Breath from Pearl Jam, October Artist of the Month, right here on Sterling High School Radio.